Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, one more thing here before we get into the question. So Saturday, Go Sango Chocolates was up there. We talked about the chocolates, the truffles, how delicious they are. And they are. So they put the different versions of the Black Raven beer, including our IPA, into their truffles. And that's kind of in the middle. I know it sounds weird. You taste it and you go, wow, this is unbelievable, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
So with the money they made yesterday, I believe they're going to take about $800 and give that to the three local Fisher House locations.
Oh, nice.
So okay. So thank you guys for buying the chocolates up there. That is a that's a nice little a bonus, so to speak. Okay, back to the question, which is this. Why was water an important part of the story? We'll start with this one. Pods of killer whales are once again attacking boats along the coast of Spain, striking fear into the hearts of local sailors. As Live Science reports, the orcas have been singling out sailboats and tearing off their rudders, again drawing attention to the large sea mammals' changing behaviors, with experts suggesting that orcas are teaching each other how to take down sailing vessels.
Let me show you something, son.
And if you're going to do this in any part of the world that has beautiful women, this is a great spot to be.
I'm sure that's what the killer whales are thinking. Like, and look, the chicks are hot.
Look, in Valencia off the coast, we're going to dump this boat in the water. Look at that.
Right.
Wow, that is incredible. They don't care if it's a sailboat or a motorboat. They look for the rudder to break them. They just push it with their head until it breaks, and that's basically it.
Mm-hmm.
Most recently, over the weekend, orcas had ripped off a wooden sailing ship's rudder off the Galician coast in northwestern Spain. So that's on the Atlantic. The truth is, we were very frightened. In fact, we completely freaked out when we realized the orcas were ramming the boat. Yeah, that freaked me out too. They do note that earlier this year, a pod of orcas rammed a British sailboat off the northern coast. So our question, why was water an important part of the story? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, John. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, boys.
Hola.
Man, congrats on the 20, man. Thanks for taking my call.
Hey, thank you, dude. Appreciate it.
I got a couple things real quick. Miles, Thrill, you guys seem okay. Mike seems pretty awesome. Ted, we got to talk about the Western chapter of the your fan club, bro. I'm the comptroller.
There's all right.
Things we need to talk about.
All right. Yeah. We'll work on it.
You need to send them a detailed email.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I mean, we can't talk about it over the phone.
Obviously not. Man's listening.
Obviously not, my friend. You know that.
I know that. We know that.
Yeah. So, some water. You guys go fishing ever?
Well, sure.
Yeah.
You guys ever do any of that real fishing, like with fly rods?
I've done it for you.
Yeah.
I mean, if that's your version of real fishing, I think the people in Alaska would beg to differ.
Sure.
Well, no, it's a whole other story. However, my mom and dad have a really nice place on a really awesome river in southeastern Washington called the Grand Ronde River.
All right.
It's a really, really, really awesome river. You walk out back to their house and you fish. We don't do none of that wussy-ass spin reel fishing. We fly fish, kind of like the Robert Redford movie.
A river runs through it.
Aptly named,
exactly.
Yes.
Yep, thank you. So in order to do that, you got to wear hip waders because you got to get out in the water. You got to wear hip waders. And you guys familiar with hip waders?
Yeah.
So they can get away from you if you're not careful because they'll fill with water. And I found myself rolling down that river, losing my footing. And it's honestly kind of hard to talk about because I was watching my mom and dad on their deck 300 yards away as I'm flowing down this river after losing my footing and feeling my damn hip waders get filled up with water. And there was the whole process took about 3 minutes, maybe, but there was a solid 30 to 45 seconds where I said to myself, John, you might die right now.
Yeah. Did you manage to get out of them and lose them, or were you able to save them?
So
not to make it too long, but, you know, where they live, there's a deep pool upriver, and it narrows down into three channels with two kind of rock bar islands.
Oh, so you could just go down and fish
really
them out.
Narrow and fast. Say again?
You could just walk down after you got out of them, go down, pick them up, and bring them to shore.
I never got out of them, my friend.
Oh,
never got out
okay.
of them. I was, you know, I was out in the river. I lost my footing. I turned around into the sun and kind of lost perspective and slipped and banged my knee, and it hurt really bad. And then I turned back up river, and the current just kind of knocked my feet out from under me, and I fell forward into the current. The waders were tight, but they weren't tight enough. They started filling up with water. And I could not get my footing. At that point, the river is moving maybe 8 miles an hour, and it's about 3 feet deep. And it's headed towards the rapids. And I bounced my way down, like, face forward and then feet forward, downhill, bounced off of the rocks. I was about 20 feet away from the shore, and it was getting close to where everything narrows down. There's big boulders. There was, you know, white water. I was rolling through white water. And the whole time I'm holding my fishing rod up, kind of like Brad Pitt when he really rolls down the river and has a hold of the fish, but I didn't have a hold of the fish. And I can see my mom and dad out on the porch 300 yards away. On
just
the
laughing
the
their ass off.
No, they were waving.
Thank God he's gone.
Tears. My mom was in tears. It was awesome. You guys can let me go. Thank you.
Oh, it's good. She was crying tears of joy. She was,
I mean, yeah,
she was
right.
Hoping she'd have one more pork chop for dinner.
But at least Brad Pitt did have a fish on the line in that scene.
And his hair did look good.
Yeah, yeah.
It was basically that scene, but I didn't have a fish, and it was awful, man. And I hurt myself, and it wasn't good, man. But I was so freaking lucky. Like,
it sounds
I'm
like it.
Hung yeah. up on something. It was bad, my friends. It was bad, my friends. Thank you for the good work, and thank you for the show. I love you guys. I hope to meet you in person one of these days. Ted, we got to talk about this fan club.
Yeah,
I know. I know.
You guys got to
get on that, man.
You
got
to get together.
I haven't been up to date.
Just email them.
Western chapter, right?
Western chapter.
I told you to keep an eye on those guys.
Not the Texas chapter.
No, they're good.
The Western chapter. I haven't been out there, all right?
Yeah, man. You got to put in the work, Ted.
Yeah, you got to show up on a horse. You got to fly fish.
Oh, Jesus.
They set their own ground rules. So they didn't even ask.
Right. It's wild.
I'm not going to get my cut.
That's why Robbie Knievel lived out there.
Yeah.
It was only Washington's finest. It's like the woman who knocked the girl in the knee with a baton at the Olympics.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wow.
Tonya Harding.
Yeah.
Robbie Knievel. You only get the finest on the peninsula.
That is quality.
Of Washington
quality
State.
Quality stuff.
That guy didn't have two things working against him, though. A, rivers are dangerous. Then yep. B, like, once he's like, my waders filled up. Like, yeah, that sounds completely dangerous.
That's an issue.
Yeah.
Yes.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Why was water an important part of the story? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Amber. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So we were at a bachelorette party at 88 Keys in Seattle.
All right.
And right off the bat, they order a round of Patron for everyone. And I'm next to the bachelorette's neighbor, and she's like, oh, I don't do tequila. And I'm like, me neither. And so I take our plastic water cups while everybody's talking, combined our water, put the Patron into one cup, put water into our Patron shots, and then, you know, yay, shots, and take it. Nobody is any wiser. Go about. Somebody shows up late and decides to buy the bachelorette another shot, and she goes to chase it with our Patron water cup. And proceeds. Yeah, no, it was bad, and proceeded to have to run to the bathroom immediately.
How much did she just down? Two or three big gulps?
Shots. Oh, yeah, two full shots of Patron right after her other shot.
I was going to say, right, if in any time, drinking something you don't expect to have alcohol in it, and it does.
Yep.
Just alarming and shocking.
Oh. It absolutely is.
It hit her all the wrong way.
I think drinking something that doesn't have alcohol in it is shocking.
So did you guys get outed as a result of that, or did she just think you guys were really putting it on?
Oh, no, absolutely. She knew it was me because I'm just a beer girl. Like, I'm usually always trying to avoid the shots. So she immediately was like, that's Amber. Yep. Thanks.
See, that's where you and I are different. Because a lot of times I'll say, man, I don't drink this. But I'll drink it if you give it to me. Like, oh, man, I really don't want this. I really don't like it. But I'm going to drink it.
No. There's very few things I'll say like no, like definite no. Like,
what's a definite no for you?
Probably Malort.
Okay.
I don't find it funny. I think it's disgusting.
What does it taste like? For real?
Oh, I don't know how to describe
it. It's horrible.
I mean, like,
why is it such a big Chicago thing? Because it was everywhere.
It never left that area. Mm-hmm. And then it's become like a new thing to like buy shots of it for people because it's so gross.
Just buy a Mellow Corn. I mean, Mellow Corn is better. If you're saying I can tolerate
Mellow Corn is better than Malort.
I've just never had it. So is it more on the wine tip? Is it pepperminty? What is it? Abstinence?
No. I'm telling you, it tastes like a sweat sock. It's like somehow been in the sun, but it's yet still damp.
Mm-hmm. But why is it only just in this one pocket of the world? Like, it's nowhere else.
Well, that's why.
Because nobody else ever
wanted it.
Okay.
But Chicago, right. It's like some old thing that's been there. It's like, look.
I didn't know if it was like an old German thing or
something. I'm just saying that
there's a reason that it hasn't spread.
Correct.
Right? Like, the ancient Egyptians and Germans, like, they produce beer. And you can find beer around the world because everyone said, hey, you guys are onto something. Jack Daniels, and now a lot of Japanese whiskeys, but Jack Daniels is kind of the standard bearer internationally for how people perceive whiskey. And wherever you take it, people are happy to see it. Malort, it never, look, even Mellow Corn has made it out of wherever. Where does that come from?
Probably Iowa.
All right.
I'm just assuming Nebraska, right. Someplace where
it has
corn
even
is
trickled out of there. You know, Mad Dog.
Well, it doesn't really
Christ
have a taste
sake.
To it. It doesn't really have a taste to it. It's just basically straight corn alcohol.
And it's still better than Malort. Like, seriously.
Yeah, Malort's just gross.
It's just bad. There's no reason.
Because I know
quality.
A bar in Fremont that's got it.
What, and Malort?
Yeah. And yeah. People order it. And I've seen it go, oh, and it doesn't look like anyone's got this terrible look on their face.
Really?
Yeah, they'll serve it up tonight at the Chicago Bears game at Petoskey's.
Okay.
People will drink the living hell.
Chicago Bears.
All right, maybe because they're from Chicago, they're used to it.
Is it like Vegemite? Like, if you like it, you like it?
That's not a bad comparison.
What's the digestif one that, like, is big in San Francisco? Oh, Fernet. So I don't mind Fernet, but most people hate it. But it's only big in San Francisco. It's big around the world, but it doesn't. They tried to push it up here, and people were kind of like, ugh.
What about Ouzo? Can you drink Ouzo?
Reluctantly, I will still do like a drink of it.
Oh,
I think it's kind of like bad. It's on the Rumblemans dip.
No,
it's not too far from that.
No,
that
yes,
peppermint,
it is
pepperminty flavor. Ah, I just had one last week.
Dude. Yeah, back in a couple of months ago, I was like, I'll be a Rumblemans guy, and that lasted about a month and a half.
Yeah,
seriously,
that's still a pretty good time.
You can have a good time.
All right, okay,
yeah,
all right.
Yeah.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.